Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another episode of The Bathroom Breaks. I'm here with DJ Schwedelson of Do This, Not That podcast. And I'm Daniel Murray of the Marketing Millennials. Today, we're going to talk about how to audit, why you should be auditing your marketing right now. But first things first is I have to ask Jay a question. And the question is, What do you think about this season of White Lotus compared to the other two seasons?
Well, first of all, I'm very happy. White Lotus had its highest viewership it ever had, which is great news because they're already talking about season four. I thought it was great. There were certain storylines. I don't know why they had to have. But I also think there was like controversy in terms of brands and marketing. I thought it was really funny how Duke, the university, was pissed that the dad, the character in the show, was wearing a Duke shirt because the dad was going through a lot of, you know, mental struggles during the season. And I just loved on social media how Duke and the dad were like going after each other. There was so much brand stuff in the show that from a marketing perspective, it was just funny to watch. You're definitely a White Lotus fan.
Oh, 100% White Lotus fan. I hope the next White Lotus is like in either Africa or like in a cold ski town or something.
You're from Africa. If you're just tuning in now and you don't know, but Daniel, until he was 7 years old, lived in Africa. So you wanted to be in Africa so it could be like in your home.
Well, there is a Four Seasons like in Tanzania, I think, or something like that. So I think.
Do you know, like when you say Tanzania, I don't know where the hell that is, and neither does anybody else. But do you know like all of Africa? Like, are you good with African geography?
No, I probably know like the south of Africa, and then that's about it.
Wow, you did not do well in like kindergarten, apparently.
Yeah, but you don't learn that in kindergarten. So
well, you learn like the states when you're in the United States. You don't learn like where what's in Africa.
Yeah, I don't think when you're in first grade, you're starting to like know the capitals of every state. Maybe it's some schools in the U.S. But
all right, we're gonna test Daniel at the end of this. All right, so we're talking. Listen. The world is heading into kind of a little bumpy economy. Doesn't matter. We don't care about politically what anybody thinks. I don't care what I think. There's no doubt that there is this kind of like uncharted economic stuff that we are all navigating in terms of our companies, our brands, B2B, consumer. And so we want to talk about auditing. Auditing, this is the moment that you really want to audit what you're doing from a marketing perspective. So that way you're making sure that it is aligned with what's going on the planet, that you are locked in and not wasting budget, time, resources, whatever. So how do we audit, Daniel? How do we make sure that we are locked in?
I think the first question you ask is recentering on revenue. So asking yourself like, what's directly contributing to pipeline and revenue, and thinking like if it's not helping you make money or keep customers, you probably should trim those things for now until we get that. And that also adds another layer, like go back, like audit your KPIs and message if they're realistic, because if you message it early, it's better to get ahead of that with leadership than fall way behind. So audit if things are tied to revenue or keeping customers retention, and then audit your goals to see if they are realistic in this time based on where you think the economy is headed.
You know, and along those lines, within whatever it is, your CRM or however you're capturing your pipeline, your sales, all that stuff, you also want to add a little asterisk to this moment in time for the next few months for sure, because you'll know what's going on now. But a year from now, when you look back and you're like, well, our metrics were here and we crushed it versus, you know, Q2 2025, you're not going to exactly remember that moment that we're in now. So you want to put a little asterisk on this time period. But then the other thing in terms of audit is, listen, we all have marketing spend. We're doing paid media out there, all that stuff. You want to look at all your paid media. And that sounds obvious, but there are ways that you could rein it in. So for example, well, this just happened in my organization. We run a ton of remarketing and retargeting campaigns, and we upload our databases to all the different platforms, and we try to run all these ads for ourselves, for our clients, whatever. But we just went through and we looked at the files that we were uploading, which are all pretty large. And what we decided, in order to save some dollars, we said, you know what? Let's reprocess those files and only look at our top, 10% customers, our most active, people that are clicking through on other things. And we cut down on the size of our retargeting and remarketing files by about 70%. We lopped off a lot of people and we're still getting great performance, but we're saving massive amounts of budget. So thinking about ways you can kind of get rid of some of the leakage can really benefit you.
I also want to add on that note is usually in harder times, a lot of people do pull back on marketing, which actually helps make marketing cheaper. So if you're doing things efficiently, you are actually, your marketing can get more efficient because more and more people are going to pull back the budget. So don't stop marketing. That's not what we're saying. Just find those channels or the highest performing creatives, the highest performing campaigns, the highest performing, a lot of the time when you audit your revenue, you will see that 80% of your performance is coming from 20% of things. So double down on things that are working right now, the best performing content, the best performing ads, the best performing, and you can run tests, but in micro tests, but I would double, triple down on my content, my creative, my audiences that are working right now, because that is what's going to keep you going and get a better return on investment on your CAC, on your spend.
Another thing to think about is for consumers, they get nervous about buying from new brands, trying new things, risking their money during a bumpy economic time. And for businesses, they don't really look at onboarding new vendors and putting through new vendors through procurement during a bumpy time. Everybody wants to kind of stick with what they know and what they got. And the reason that's really important is you really want to think about how are you going to get more revenue? How are you going to get more business? It's going to come from your existing customers. That is really where you want to focus in on. How do we offer new products, new services, new things to our existing customers? How can we handhold them better? How can we treat them like VIPs? And overall, for everything that you're doing, your messaging needs to be audited as well. What is your tone? What are you saying? Because you want to be of the moment. You don't want to just be out there saying, we're the greatest thing of all time and blah, 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 as you do at any other time. You want to be more of a thought leader and position yourself. So audit even how you are outward promoting yourself.
Yeah, I would double down on that. You need to double, triple, quadruple down on retention right now. Retain those customers, talk to customers, ask them what they need. Like Jay said, treat them like VIPs. And another thing that I think is a missing piece is go do an audit on your tech stack. There's probably a lot of spend that is happening of usage in your tech stack that you're not using. And that's a great way to not cut spend on marketing. You can cut spend on costs of you're probably overspending on some tool. Someone's probably not using a tool. You probably have too many seats in a tool. This is a time to cut the fat of your tech stack and consolidate and make it more efficient, because you need that cash somewhere else.
Dude, that is so true. We have a thing in our company that anything that auto renews, we have in the special calendar, because nothing's more frustrating than you have some sort of, something in your tech stack, and then you're like, okay, we're cutting budget, and you found out, well, we just auto renewed with blah, blah, blah. And you're like, what the hell? Why did we do that? So I think that's a really important point. All right, before we wrap up here, I want to know something. So we were talking about TV before, but movies. Mission Impossible is coming out. Are you into Mission Impossible? Are you done with Tom Cruise? What is Daniel's take on Mission Impossible?
I'm probably going to tell a story that nobody knows right now, but I think in fifth grade, I played the trombone, and the only song I knew was Mission Impossible. I knew you would get a kick out of that one.
Amazing.
The only song I knew how to do was Mission Impossible.
Okay, if I got you a trombone for real and I shipped it to your whatever, would you play that on this podcast?
I don't even know if I know how to. This is like the fifth grade, but I played for a year. Though I played in front of like this whole crowd, Mission Impossible, and that was the only song I knew. And it was, yeah, I mean, so I guess I have an affinity on Mission Impossible, though I don't even remember which was like the last Mission Impossible movie. But
oh, it's The Reckoning. The Day of Reckoning is part two of the one you released like 2 years ago. What's wrong?
Oh, I like that. I did like that movie.
Come on, Ethan Hunt. This is great.
I do like Ethan. I can't believe that he's still going on. That's crazy.
Dude's amazing. He's a robot. All right. Well, once again, we've really said very important things on the show. Thanks for being here. And follow the show. Follow Daniel's Marketing Millennials. Do this, not that. DM Daniel, The Meaning of Life. And we'll see you at the next one.
Peace.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.